Jones created a dangerous-looking nimbus that seemed ready to burst.
"Darlene, that bird just got to iron out a few rough spots. Shit. The gal just starting in showbiz. She need a break."
"That's right," Darlene said. "I'm just starting out in showbiz. I need a break."
"Shut up, stupid. You think you can get that bird to strip you?"
"Yes, ma'am," Darlene said enthusiastically. "Suddenly, it come to me. I was sitting in my apartment watching it play on its rings, and I said to myself, 'Darlene, how come you don't stick some rings on your clothes?'"
"Shut your moron up," Lana said.
"Okay, let's see what it can do."
"Whoa, now you're talking. All kind of mother be showing up to see this act."
"Santa, I had to call you, honey."
"What's wrong, Irene, babe?"
Mrs. Battaglia's froggy baritone asked feelingly.
"It's Ignatius."
"What he's done now, sweetheart? Tell Santa."
"Wait a minute. Let me see if he's still in that tub."
Mrs. Riley listened apprehensively to the great liquid thrashings coming from the bathroom. One whale-like snort floated out into the hall through the peeling bathroom door.
"It's okay. He's still in there. I can't lie to you, Santa. My heart's broke."
"Aw."
"Ignatius comes home about an hour ago dressed up like a butcher."
"Good. He's got him another job, that big fat bum."
"But not in a butcher shop, honey,"
Mrs. Riley said, her voice heavy with grief.
"He's a hot dog vendor."
"Oh, come on," Santa croaked. "A hot dog vendor? You mean out on the streets?"
"Out on the streets, honey, like a bum."
"Bum is right, girl. Even worse. Read the police notices in the paper sometimes. They all a bunch of vagrants."
"Ain't that awful?"
"Somebody ought to punch that boy in the nose."
"When he first comes in, Santa, he makes me guess what kind of job he's got. First, I guess, butcher, you know?"
"Of course."
"So he says, very insolent, 'Guess again, you ain't even close.' I keep guessing for about 5 minutes until I can't think of no more jobs where you'd be wearing one of them white uniforms. Then he finally says, 'Wrong every time. I got me a job selling weenies.' I almost passed out, Santa, right on the kitchen floor. Wouldn't that have been fine, me with my head broke open on the linoleum?"
"He wouldn't care, not that one."
"Not him.
Never in a million years."
"He don't care about his poor mama,"
Mrs. Riley said.
"With all his education, mind you. Selling weenies out on the street in the broad daylight."
"So what you told him, girl?"
"I didn't tell him nothing. By the time I got my mouth open, he runs off to the bathroom. He's still locked up in there, splashing water all over the floor."
"Hold on a minute, Irene. I got one of my little grandchildren over here for the day,"
Santa said, and screamed at someone at her end of the line.
"Get the hell away from that stove, Charmaine, and go play out on the banquette before I bust you right in the mouth."
A child's voice made some reply.
"Lord,"
Santa continued calmly to Mrs. Riley.
"Them kids is sweet, but sometimes I just don't know. Charmaine, get the hell outside and go play on your bike before I come slap your face off."
"Hold the line, Irene.